WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz wants to introduce us to the work of a pianist he hadn't even heard of until a short time ago. Her name is Dubravka Tomsic, and she lives in Yugoslavia. But Lloyd predicts that by next year, she'll be a lot better known in this country than she is now.
Ago, my friend George Curran, an adventurous record collector, picked up an extremely low-priced CD on the Stradivari label. It was an album of Bach played on the piano, not so common since the early music movement started insisting that Baroque harpsichord music should be played on the harpsichord. My friend was impressed and called to ask if I knew anything about the pianist, Dubravka Tomsic. I didn't. I called my colleague, the Boston Globe's music critic Richard Dyer, who is especially expert on keyboard artists. He had received several review copies, but he hadn't heard them yet. When he did, he was so impressed that he called Stradivari Records in Hackensack, New Jersey, and the director suggested that he telephone Tomsic herself in Yugoslavia. Tomsic, it turns out, was born in Dubrovnik 48 years ago and had been a child prodigy. At 12, she came to study at Juilliard. At 15, she won a competition and played the Grieg Concerto with the New York Philharmonic. At 17, she made her solo debut at Carnegie Hall. And at 19, she returned to Yugoslavia, where she got married, had a son, and settled down to become a Yugoslavian celebrity. Perhaps the most remarkable part of her story concerns pianist Arthur Rubinstein. When Tomsic ran out of money to continue her studies, Rubinstein himself took up her cause with the Yugoslavian ambassador. As a result, no less a personage than Marshal Tito, president of Yugoslavia, agreed to subsidize Tomsic's musical education with his own money, provided that Rubinstein agree to become her teacher, which he did. Tomsic's recordings are certainly remarkable. Fleet, elegant, extremely lyrical, yet sometimes hair-raising in their manic energy, Tomsic has a glorious singing tone, a little like Rubinstein's, yet with a musical sensitivity that reminds you more of musicians as profound in their different ways as Dino Lupati, Glenn Gould, Arthur Schnabel, and especially Harold Samuel, the great Bach pianist of the 1930s. At the moment, there are some 10 compact discs of her recordings available on two labels, Stradivari and the Vienna Master Series on PMG. Several of the pieces are on both labels. They demonstrate a remarkable range. Bach, a Mozart concerto, Scarlatti, Beethoven, 3 sonatas and 2 concertos, Chopin, Tchaikovsky, and the Grieg Concerto. She plays a nearly 9-minute Scarlatti sonata in F minor, whose repeated phrases I find so haunting and mysterious, I can't stop listening to it.
Thank you.
Her performance of the Grieg Concerto is one of the best I've ever heard, maybe the best. Her name is missing from the record label and the liner notes, but Stradivari Records promises that this omission will soon be corrected. Besides, anyone who's come to know Dubravka Tomsic's work from her other recordings will soon realize that the fresh, imaginative phrasing and lilting, rippling sweetness of these familiar tunes couldn't be by anyone else.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. By the way, Lloyd says next summer American audiences will have the opportunity to hear Dubravka Tomsic in person. She'll open the Newport Music Festival. This is Fresh Air.